This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As we wrap up 2016 and get ready for what's in store for 2017. Can you believe it? How many of you, come on, admit it, how many of you will be somewhere on New Year's Eve? Perhaps you're listening to this right now and you've got a party horn just like that one that somebody handed you and they said, blow it at midnight. Please, blowing it on midnight. And that's what's happened to me so many times in my lifetime. It's the horn that just doesn't give enough. Can we hear that horn again? It's like a cat. There we go. It's like a cat moaning. It's like the cat I heard this morning in the backyard. I hope you had a fabulous holiday and are in the middle of enjoying a fabulous holiday. I know a lot of you have a bunch of time off because I've gotten emails from people like Jake in Austin who says, happy, happy. I actually have, he says, 2.5 weeks off. I look forward to this time of year every single year because this is when I take the bulk of my time off. I also got this from Billy listening
America
to us.
Tonight. A little technical snafu. The weather downing some lines, but through the miracle of the Apple iPhone, we're able to get on the air. So let's go to Justin Duckham as we check in with Justin, talk media news. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here.
Yeah, so I think it's colder. Our satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas, and we're actually getting snowflakes. And I think the snowflakes have pretty much shut down the city. So go figure. You're supposed to get the snow, not us.
No, there we go.
Crazy.
I actually just walked outside. We had maybe about 3 snowflakes falling from the sky, but all of the rock salt that everybody had put in the street preemptively was kind of swirling in the wind, and that was a much bigger impediment than any of the snow was.
There you go. I love that. All right, so the latest on the Hill, there's a war over a few things, and of course, one of them we talked about the other night, and it's Obamacare and repealing Obamacare. Anything new in that department?
Oh, there certainly is. You know, today Paul Ryan was at a press conference, and he acknowledged that in the budget resolution to, or the reconciliation bill to repeal Obamacare, he will also include language that will effectively defund Planned Parenthood. What exactly that may look like, we haven't quite seen. There hasn't been any additional information coming out of the Speaker's office, but nevertheless, that was certainly enough to, certainly ignite a war of words between Republicans and reproductive rights activists. Cecile Richards and Planned Parenthood came out effectively saying that, this is beyond playing politics, that this will endanger women. We've also had a lot of people kind of coming out and noting that this really is something that has been promised on the campaign trail for quite some time, but is finally actually here, and it is, certainly getting a lot of attention over here in D.C. for, regardless of what side you're on.
Yeah, so wow, that's obviously huge, and as you said, Steele Richard talking about how that just won't stand. Do you think we're going to have a lot of protests, perhaps, that kind of stuff, depending on what goes on with the rest of this?
Well, yeah, I mean, on January 21st, there's going to be the Women's March on Washington. That is something that organizers have already said was expected to bring in about 200,000 participants. And now with this, it looks like this is probably going to be drawing in even more, just due to the nature that now what a lot of people were really fearing has kind of come to a crosshair. So I would imagine that this would certainly fuel a lot of frustration, would probably bring more people over here in D.C. for what was already promising to be a pretty, big event. I've had a lot of people from California, a lot of people from, across the country asking if they can crash on my couch for that. And I'm sure this is certainly going to fuel that conversation.
Boy, no kidding. And, they're saying about, and since I brought it up, talking about the repealing of Obamacare, they're saying it costs 3 million jobs. There's been a new study on this. So I think that's the other aspect that hasn't been talked about a lot.
No, that's something that, the White House and congressional Democrats have been pointing out, that, ultimately this is going to harm the economy if it moves forward. They're saying that this is something that has shown that it will have, a much greater impact, not just, of course, on people's lives, but with the healthcare system as a whole. Obviously, if we don't have everybody, participating, the Democrats have pointed out, like it's, included in the mandate, then obviously that money's going to be paid for somewhere. And, of course, there's also, the aspects of it that are hard to quantify that people are pointing out, namely the fact that a lot of people with pre-existing conditions and whatnot are in a situation where they don't necessarily know what's going to happen. There's been some people saying on the Hill, on the Republican side of things, that they're going to try to keep the popular aspects of Obamacare. But so far, there's been no actual indication to see how exactly they intend to do that once they repeal the bill in mass.
Yeah, how about the one thing I caught today that was I thought interesting is President-elect Donald Trump is tapping former Senator Dan Coats from Indiana to serve as the director of national intelligence. How's that going over?
That's pretty interesting. This is so far there hasn't been any major objections. This has kind of raised eyebrows considering that this is a very large role, one that is relatively new in the greater scheme of things and would have historically probably gone to somebody who was sort of a more active member of the intelligence community. But this can't really be divorced from the fact that, James Clapper, who is the current Director of National Intelligence, just doesn't necessarily seem to be a big fan of Trump. He indicated that he was going to, resign essentially as soon as he can, potentially before the inauguration. Has appeared today on Capitol Hill and, essentially lambasted Trump, without naming names per se, went against him for saying that he appreciated Julian Assange, going after his disparagement of the intelligence community. So this is obviously being portrayed in steam, rather, as a, pretty big step away from the status quo.
Yeah, wow, crazy stuff. All right, always interesting. There's no doubt about that. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
All right, you too. So as we motor through here on America Tonight, one of the bigger stories besides what's coming out of D.C. is this Dylann Roof story with his jail writings. He said, I've done all that I can do. That was one of the big headlines that came out of that. And the Charleston County Detention Center officers collected, apparently, handwritten notes 6 weeks after Roof's attack. We'll have more on that coming up here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
As we roll through, as I said in the last segment here on America Tonight, it is about the weather. It really is. I've had more people call me to ask me what the temperature is right now than I think ever before in my life. Let's just say it's a very balmy 28 degrees. Yeah, 28 degrees. You know, it's interesting. If you're in... I mean, this winter weather is chilling the U.S., let's face it. So wherever you're listening to me, we had these tornadoes and storms that killed 5 people in the southeast. We've had this winter storm that smashed into the Midwest. We've had snow in the south. We've had a lake effect snows and chilly Arctic air that's blown through the country. And it's interesting, in 1904, because, you know, history and weather go hand in hand, just like sports and stats. In 1904, New Jersey's all-time record low temperature of 34 degrees below zero was set in a place called Rivervale. And, you know, I can remember my grandmother talking about that. Do you know that your great-grandmother, do you know how cold it was? It was so cold. And we would say, how cold is it? And I know there's some people listening in the great state of California or in Florida, and you're just grinning ear to ear because you live in an area where you want to talk about if you get a cold spell, people complain, because you do not get cold spells. All right, before we stepped away, I said I would dive deeper into this Dylann Roof thing. What's so kind of crazy about the whole deal with this Charleston church shooter is that he wanted to represent himself, but we knew that last week, and he said he was psychologically fine in an opening statement during his sentencing trial. And I mentioned the officers collected his writings. 9 people were killed, if you remember. Officers searched his cell as a precaution because they thought he might have been suicidal. Part of the writings indicated, I say sociopath, indicated, excuse me, that Roof, can you tell I'm getting a cold? That Roof had no remorse in the weeks after the attacks. And that was one of the things the federal prosecutors said in their opening statements. And what he wrote, one of the things he rambled writing down in his cell was, I've done all I can do. I would like to make it crystal clear. I do not regret what I did. I am not sorry. I have not shed a tear for the innocent people I killed. I have shed a tear of self-pity for myself. I feel pity that I had to do what I did in the first place. Yikes. Chilling to read that. And for the people in the courthouse, not great to hear that either. Remember the story. He joined a Wednesday night Bible study and fired more than 70 rounds at the people that were there, including the survivors. And they all tried to take cover under the folding tables. He wrote, should he receive life in prison, he wrote that he would be pardoned. He said, I would consider myself well-versed on almost every issue facing white people around the world. He included clarifications of many of seemingly things that he said in response to media reports of his online manifesto. He wrote, he used drugs to get high, not to mask pain. He wasn't suicidal. He didn't have a troubled childhood. He said, I'd like to finish writing my opinions. I was unable to finish because I was in a hurry to get to Charleston. Wow. So, prosecutors wrapped up testimony on Thursday anyway, said they expected to finish with witnesses, including family members and an FBI agent, by next Tuesday. So, again, incredibly chilling, definitely a sociopath. You'd have to believe that after hearing what he was writing. And incredibly hard, I would imagine, for the survivors to listen to, who sat in a courthouse hearing what he had to say. I mean, it really would be one of those things. I can't imagine the rage you would feel if this happened to someone you cared about. But then the question would be, would you put yourself through more torment by going into the courthouse, listening to his ramblings, or would it just infuriate you beyond what you could stand to listen to? And I think for me, it really would be beyond what I could stand to listen to, because there's nothing you can do, only listen to him explain away or ramble on or whatever it might be. So I think the tendency, I think most people's tendency would be to not go to it. But sometimes it's one of those deals where it's like a moth to the flame, and it's the conversation, it's what everybody's talking about there, and you just can't help yourself but want to know what's happening in the courthouse, I guess. And I just can't imagine that they won't, to me, that they won't give him the death penalty, but who knows? Maybe, maybe not. I hope they give him the death penalty. I think he should get the death penalty, but there's no way to tell. The prosecution is laying out its case, and they're doing a fine job. Excuse me. But there's no way to know ultimately what they're going to decide. Another story that I brought up yesterday, and I got a lot of reaction, a lot of email to this, excuse me, is the, see, that's his temperatures, is the idea that Hillary Clinton isn't done, politically speaking, and that she would like to run for mayor of New York. Wow, I find that so hard to believe. Why would she run for mayor? What is there left to do? She was Secretary of State. She was the First Lady. She was a senator from New York. Why would you want to be, why would she want to be mayor? But that question is gaining some serious momentum in the last couple of weeks since Clinton lost to Trump. First, it was just a little bit of a conversation, some rumors. Then it got louder and louder. More people started to talk about that possibility that it's not a closed door, that she has a lot of allies that would help her and pursue that. A spokesperson for Hillary Clinton wouldn't comment about it. Mayor de Blasio's people won't comment about it, which that's typical. But it's really bubbling up. And it just may be, it's floated enough that this is something that she's going to, I don't know, maybe something that she actually entertains. You know, think about that. For her best, probably, time period, as it was written about in the New York Times, when she was a presidential candidate, it came before the New York primary, when she raced between Flushing and Queens, you know, Flushing, Queens, and then was in the West Village and was all over the Midtown, excuse me, folks, that she, you know, kept saying there's no place like home. And people were pretty supportive. So now it makes me wonder if there's more to the story and there's people that are pushing for Hillary Clinton to actually, you know, pursue that. I mean, when she's speaking, she tells people to keep believing in America. And, you know, Mayor de Blasio is a little bit vulnerable, not doing a great job in New York, has a lot of people that are anti-de Blasio. So who knows? Maybe there'll be enough of a push that she'll actually decide that maybe it really is something that she wants to pursue. Maybe. Small chance of that. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, I'm not going to bring the snow to you, but I'm going to bring the movies. Our cheap movie review coming up round the bend here on ATN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
All right, it's time to take you to the movies. If you're having bad weather in your area, sometimes that means it drives people to the movie theaters because they get a little bit of that cabin fever. And I can tell you, I know what that's all about. So the movies that we're going to look at are three movies that could be pretty popular, especially the first movie that we're going to take you to. And this movie is called A Monster Calls.
Colors that.
Yeah. Maybe if we take a pencil and then we make a face, then we see the life in the eyes. Life is always in the eyes. There's our monster.
How does the story begin?
With a boy. Too old to be a kid.
You're coming to live with me. Don't touch anything.
Too young to be a man.
I no longer see you.
What does he do?
Whoa. Whoa, indeed. deep dream.
I'm sorry you have to face this, but you have to be brave. Do you understand?
What shall I destroy next?
Break the windows!
Break them yourself.
It's okay that you're angry. I'm angry too. And if you need to break anything, by God, you break them. I wish I had 100 years. 100 years I could give to you. I'm afraid.
Of course you are afraid. But you will make a slip. For this is why you called me. Come on.
So A Monster Calls was originally a kind of gothic fable about a grieving boy and a tree monster who comes to his rescue. And it's this boy is worried for his cancer-stricken mother. Felicity Jones plays the mother and is consoled by a giant tree. You might recognize the voice, Liam Neeson. Sigourney Weaver is also in this movie. She is the grandmother in the movie. And it's gotten pretty good ratings. Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 88%. So it's an adaptation from a book that apparently has done pretty well. This is going to be teenager, younger kids. It's a fantasy drama, 1 hour, 48 minutes, PG-13. And I think it's going to find, its audience for sure. Okay, so the next movie is a little bit different, and it's called Fences.
Hey, Pop. Can I ask you a question? How come you ain't never liked me?
Like you? What law is there say I got to like you?
None.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
As long as you're in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me. But why do you think that is?
Because you like me?
Like you. I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. It's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. I ain't got to like you. Now, I don't give you everything I got to give you. I give you your life. Me and your mama worked that out between us, and liking your black ass wasn't part of the bargain. Now, don't you go through life worrying about whether somebody like you or not. You best be making sure that they're doing right by you. You understand what I'm saying?
Everything that boy do, he do for you.
It's not easy for me to admit that I've been standing in the same place for 18 years.
Well, I've been standing with you. I gave 18 years of my life to stand in the same spot as you.
All right, so this is a much different kind of story. It's a drama. It is PG-13. Long movie, 2 hours and 19 minutes. It's about a guy, Denzel Washington is the lead character, who makes his living as a sanitation worker. This is back in the 50s in Pittsburgh. He dreamed of becoming a baseball player, professional baseball player, but said he was too old when the majors began admitting black athletes. So he's bitter about the missed opportunity, and then that creates tension with his son. This actually scored pretty high, too. 95% liked it on Rotten Tomatoes, for whatever that's worth. Denzel Washington, I mentioned, he's in this movie. Viola Davis is in this movie. A lot of people that you would recognize, let's put it that way. And it's gotten, again, killer reviews. So this is a movie that's now in much wider release. And then this, you might have seen some clips of this if you're doing any kind of TV watching. But it's called Passengers.
And Passengers involves two very, very popular actors that you would recognize for sure. The two actors, and a lot of others too, but Jennifer Lawrence is a lead character, Chris Pratt is a lead character, Michael Sheen is in it, Lawrence Fishburne's in it, Andy Garcia is in it as well. And again, this movie has gotten a lot of buzz, and it's called, but not all of it good, it's called Passengers. Check it out.
Hello.
You asking me on a date?
She didn't seem that impressed.
Wow. You clean up pretty good yourself.
You two look fine this evening.
We're on a date.
Very nice.
Took you long enough to ask. So, why did you give up your life on Earth? We boarded the Avalon with a destination. 120 years hibernation means we'll wake up in a new century on a new planet. But a year ago, everything changed.
Hello? Anybody here?
Up? Do you know what's going on? Nobody else is awake.
I think something went wrong with the hibernation pods. We woke up too soon. 9 years too soon.
This can't be happening. We have to go back to sleep.
We can't.
It's a routine journey through space to a new home. Can you relate? Two passengers sleeping in suspended animation. They wake 90 years too early. Their ship malfunctions. So these beautiful young couple who don't know each other face living the rest of their lives on board with every luxury they could ask for, and they begin to fall for each other. What could possibly happen here? Who came up with this idea for a movie? Space is always intriguing, and always intriguing to me. And I think a lot of people try to come up with fantasy science fiction films that maybe can touch on a nerve. But this movie, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 31%. Some people say that some of the reviews, I was reading them, say that they have great chemistry, but it's disturbing the premise. It doesn't really grab you. The most intriguing element of it turns out to be, which is the most troubling, is how a passenger named Aurora, played by Jennifer Lawrence, comes to figure in the story. That's a hint probably there. If you go and see any of these movies, send me a cheap movie review to americatonight.net. I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Speaking of leveling the playing field, that's what Donald Trump is trying to do. The latest Trumpism's next.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tail end of America Tonight, and it is about our transition tracker here at America Tonight, checking in on rounding out the cabinet. I mentioned it at the top when we had our conversation with Justin Duckham. The cabinet has been rounded out with a retired senator, and this guy is controversial to say the least, but you know, Trump's now going to have about 4,000 positions to fill, and it includes those cabinet spots. And really, it's the cabinet spots that he has to fill, and then those other jobs are filled in by the people who get confirmed or don't get confirmed. But I can't imagine that the people that he's picked are not going to be confirmed. It seems like pretty much a layup. I've said this before, and doesn't take a genius to look at the numbers, Republicans versus Democrats, but Dan Coats, the former senator from Indiana,
is his nominee to serve as Director of National Intelligence. Coates retired from the Senate this month after deciding not to seek re-election last year. So he would become Trump's pretty much your, that's what the role is, a principal advisor on intelligence, and would oversee U.S. intelligence if he is confirmed by the Senate. So if you look at his history, he served in the Senate from 89 to 99, then he was an ambassador to Germany. Then he returned to the Senate after winning election in 2010. So with all the scrutiny, with the Russian hack investigations, he would be the guy to oversee it. Sean Spicer, who is the incoming White House press secretary, talked to reporters and said that all transition activities are for information gathering purposes and all decisions are tentative, and that the president-elect's top priority is to ensure the safety of the American people and the security of the nation, and he's committed to finding the best and most effective way to do it. That was pretty much the party line. And he reiterated there's no truth to the idea of restructuring the intelligence community infrastructure. It's 100% false, because that is what the story is that's floating out there, that everything's just going to be ripped up in the intelligence community. For example, Angus King, who is a senator who usually caucuses with the Democrats, said he was impressed with his Republican colleague. He said he's not a fierce partisan. He understands the intelligence community. He was the ambassador to Germany, as I mentioned, and he has experience in foreign policy. So he's amiable, easy to work with, etc. He said he's a solid citizen. So, hey, getting the nod from someone who doesn't necessarily always give that nod easily. So a big deal. Excuse me, anyway, to have somebody who sometimes is on the other side, sometimes is on the Republican side, say that this guy's nonpartisan, because that's a good place to be for that position. So apparently that's where he shows up. By the way, Gitmo and the conversation over closing Guantanamo came up so much during the election, but there wasn't necessarily any great answer to the puzzle of Guantanamo. The Pentagon announced that 4 inmates were transferred from Guantanamo Bay to Saudi Arabia. So of those that remain, 19 have undergone a security review process and are eligible for transfer. The prison population has dropped to 55. So 55 left in Guantanamo. Well, you have the president, the current one, Obama, trying to empty Guantanamo as much as possible prior to his inauguration day, the inauguration of Donald Trump. The president-elect said there shouldn't be further releases from Gitmo. They're extremely dangerous people and shouldn't be allowed back onto the battlefield. But the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, said that Trump's pronouncement on Twitter would have absolutely no bearing, no effect whatsoever on Obama's decisions. The 4 that were transferred are originally from Yemen, and because of the ongoing instability in that country, U.S. officials have been unable to get them back. In other words, the country does not want them back, and that makes sense if you think of what's going on in Yemen. So the actually emptying Guantanamo, it certainly does not look like that's going to happen. But the idea is for Obama anyway, is to get it as empty as possible. And Trump says, and I understand what he's saying, because we've had this happen a couple of times, excuse me, that if they go back to where they're from, and they're the worst of the worst kind, then they're going to go back and do what they were doing in the first place, and whether that's ISIS-related or something else, it would not be a good situation, obviously, should they end up being somebody who ends up doing something horrific, and then they trace it back and say, here's what you got to think about. This, we had this guy in Guantanamo and let him out, and then look what happened as a result of that. And, of course, then people will go crazy. I mean, just, you know, absolutely crazy, because they'll be infuriated that they were released from Guantanamo in the first place. Right? Yeah. By the way, since you're at the tail end of this show, a big reminder that our next Nail the Score is going to be, and I'll talk about this on Sunday too, but our next Nail the Score is going to be on Monday, because we're going to change it up for the playoffs, so at least this upcoming week. So it's going to be on Monday, the next Nail the Score, and we'll see if anyone nails it this time around, but the next Nail the Score will be on Monday, not in the middle of the week. And, of course, we've got four games that are going on this weekend: Oakland and Houston, Detroit and Seattle, Miami and Pittsburgh, the Giants, and the Green Bay Packers. And you have a few bye weeks that are happening. And coming off of the bye week, one of the things that has happened is, like, the Cowboys, for example. The Cowboys had an announcement that they've got a defensive end, Randy Gregory, who's been suspended for at least a year for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. So not great news for them coming out of Frisco, the Star, where they practice. They announced that a few hours after he was there, taking part in the first practice of the postseason. He could appeal the suspension, but unlikely he would be able to continue to play. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight. We truly appreciate it. Thanks.
Looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.